Dear Mr. Nixon, I felt that I just had to say something, even though I'm only 6 years old. I can't vote, or maybe not even think too good, but I have feelings, and Mom and Dad have taught me a lot of wonderful things about America, so I have to say what I feel. You are our new leader. At a time when there's an awful lot of trouble in this big old world, and sometimes it looks like we're all gonna get blowed up. I don't know why so many older kids are protesting these days. I'm not so sure what protesting means, but my daddy says that's what I do when Mama says it's bedtime, so I guess I sorta understand that. Maybe they haven't been taught right. After all, us kids play follow the leader. So if we're led wrong, then who's to blame? I know that there's a lot of things wrong in our country today, Mr. Nixon. But there's also a lot of things right, too. It's like my report card. It's not all bad. I could probably make straight A's if I really worked at it. But once in a while, I give off a little bit, like most grown-ups do. So what we need to do, Mr. Nixon, is to get with it and work at being patriotic and at caring for our friends and neighbors. I heard somebody talking the other day about anarchy. I don't know what that means, and I can't even spell it. But Mom and Dad says it's bad, and that it's a time when folks disobey their leaders and do what they please. I took part in anarchy in our house once, when none of us went to bed on time, and boy, did we get a spanking. It didn't hurt a bit, but it sure made us feel awful bad. Mr. Nixon, I sure hope that you have success at your new job. I know it's an awful big one, but this is the greatest country in the whole wide world. And even though there's a lot of sad moms and dads because of that war in Vietnam, I somehow feel that may get over with too. Anyway, I know everyone in my house is with you. And every night I pray for you, so things will get better. I have to hurry now because it's almost supper time, and six-year-old girls have to eat, even when they're writing to the president. So please be good, and I'll be thinking about you and hoping that everything turns out all right. Write to me if you ever find time. And remember, Mr. President, if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know. God bless you, Mr. Nixon. Kathy.